Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. We have just gone through a real, real bad heat spell. Some of you are still getting it. And, you know, it's only July, so I can't imagine what's going to happen during August. So take things slow, take it in stride, and treat your plants the way that you treat yourself. Lots of water. And when you water, try and get the water on the plants early in the day. If you can get it in the soil by 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, the plant will have a chance to get as much of the water as possible. If you should happen to get the foliage wet, it will dry. If you water at night, the foliage will stay wet all night long, and you will have disease problems like you have never had before. So water during the early part of the morning. Like right now, you should have your sprinkler moving from garden to garden. Give it a chance to soak down. If you water, especially with the fan type sprinklers, the one that shoots real high in the air, it looks just like a wave. You do that in the middle of the day, a lot of it is actually evaporating before it hits the ground with the amount, with the high temperatures that we're getting. So try and water early. Water for a longer period. Not more often, but less often, but for a longer time to give the water a chance to soak into the ground. Now, your lawn. Raise the blade as high as the lawnmower will allow it to be done. And if your lawn doesn't look green, don't mow it. Leave it alone. If you're having your lawn mowed, call them and say, hey, I will call you when it grows again. Do not cut your grass when it's this hot. Unless you've got irrigation, then great. But if you don't have irrigation, you're not able to water, don't cut the grass. Let it grow tall. It will be in a lot better shape when things cool off. Then you can resume mowing. But for now, let it get as tall as possible, and it will help you a great deal. This is a great time to kill broadleaf weeds in your lawn and crabgrass. A day like today, if there's no showers where you live, get a crabgrass killer on the lawn right now. And your dandelions, chickweed, clover. It works wonderful. Poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, bittersweet. July and August are the two best months for killing these weeds. Because it's hot, the plant is actively growing. And when you put a weed killer, it works faster. So if you're going to kill something today, let it be poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, bittersweet. They will die a lot faster. Now, if it's going to be above 85 degrees where you live and you have insects, do not apply an insecticide or even a fungicide after 10 o'clock in the morning. If you put an insect control If you put an insect control on your plant and it gets really hot and sunny, the chemical that you put into the water to kill the insect or the fungus problem will act as a magnifying glass, and it will burn holes in your foliage. So do it real early. Get up at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Put it on. It will dry before the sun gets hot, and you will not have a problem. So just be aware. Think before you act. Tom, who's up first this hour? Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Kevin from New Hampshire with a question about killing sumac.
Kevin, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I've got an area of my yard where some sumac has been encroaching. So last fall, I cut it, and this spring, it started popping up all over my garden with little offshoots. The more I try to kill them, the more they seem to spring up. What can I put on that might kill them and not kill my grass?
Okay, if it's coming up in your lawn, even like a weed and feed or weed be gone or something like that will not kill it, because the sumac that came over from the neighbors has sent underground roots. And the only thing that you can do is to mow it. Because the weed killer for lawn weeds is not strong enough. Now, the other thing that you can do is you can apply a product like Roundup or Cleanup or Kills All directly on the weed, and it will kill that shoot coming out of the ground. And what you would have to do is, if you cannot spray it, because if you use a pump type sprayer, you're going to hurt the grass. So the best way to apply a weed killer on weeds like sumac that's coming in is with a paintbrush. So you would mix some Roundup in a container, put your paintbrush in it, and then actually paint the foliage with the Cleanup, the Roundup, or the Kills All. That way you don't hurt the grass. You put it directly on the weed, and that will be absorbed by the plant, taken into the root system, and it will stop it. And with this heat, a day like today is absolutely perfect. But again, just take a bucket, like a kid's beach pail. You don't have to mix up 5 gallons. Just mix up a quart or two at a time. Just get a regular sponge-type paintbrush, and you just dab as much of the foliage as you can without getting it onto the grass, and it will kill that sumac. And a day like today, perfect. Great question, Kevin. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jean from Massachusetts with a question about her bushes.
Jean, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello.
Hi, Jean. Yes, good morning.
It's Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Good morning. I have a row of burning bushes that have grown about 6 feet tall and 6 feet wide each, and there are about 10 of them. And I'm wondering, when is the best time for me to cut them back, and how much of the bush can I cut off to trim?
Okay. Great question. That was the first gardening question that my father asked me when I was going to college.
Oh,
we had two burning bush. We had two burning bush on each side of our front door, and they got to be so big that the mailman couldn't get in to put the letters on the mailbox. So when I was in college, my dad called me in March at school and said, before you come home for spring break, ask your teachers about the burning bush. And this is what my teacher told us. If you prune it now, Janet, you're going to lose a lot of the foliage, and you'll miss all of that beautiful fall foliage. But in March or April, you never prune burning bush in the fall because you could have winter dieback. But in March or April, you can take as much as 50% of that plant off. So if it's 6 feet tall, you could cut it back to 3 feet or 4 feet. And it will make all kinds of new growth. It will look absolutely beautiful. So while the plant is dormant in the spring, take your pruners, your loppers, and cut it back to the size and the shape that you want. But it's best done when it's dormant. And again, you can take a 6 foot tall plant. We had some 7 foot burning bush on each side. We cut them back to 3 feet. When my mother came home, I thought she was going to kill us. We fed them. By the end of the summer, the 3 foot tall burning bush had grown a foot, and they were absolutely beautiful. So walk up to the plant and say, I'm doing this for your own good. You can prune a little bit now, though.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilone from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
Welcome to Bugs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist from the Rescue College of Insect Knowledge, Dr. Bob Boggs. Bob, we've got Mary from Garden City on the line.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Hi. The summer's here, and my garden's getting eaten alive.
Your call couldn't be more timely. Japanese and Oriental beetles destroy hundreds of varieties of ornamental plants, along with turf grass, nursery stock, greenhouse crops, and fruit. And right now, they're at their worst.
But I'm exhausted. Plucking these persistent pests off my prized plants has me pooped.
Just set up a rescue Japanese and Oriental beetle trap about 30 feet away from your plants and lure the pesky things away.
A trap? Really?
Really. Rescue traps use the science of attraction to make pest control smarter. The trap uses floral scents along with the beetle's natural sex attractant to lure bugs in. It's like being invited to an all-you-could-eat buffet manned by hotties who want to date you, only to discover you just walked into a trap with no exit.
Scary.
It is, if you're a bug.
Find out more about Rescue's Japanese and Oriental beetle trap at www.rescue.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Boggs. Time for me to bug out.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. It's hot outside, so make sure that you get that sprinkler going now, not during the heat of the day, and give it a real good soaking. It will really, really pay off. Remember, with this heat, great time to kill crabgrass, broadleaf weeds in your lawn, and things like poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, Roundup, Cleanup, and all those products. With this heat, it works twice as fast and a lot more effective. So use it. But if you're killing insects, you need to do it early in the day, never during a real hot, hot time of the day, or you'll burn the foliage. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Larry from New Hampshire with a question about his tomatoes.
Hey, Larry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Am I on here?
Is it? You sure are, Larry.
Oh, okay. I'm listening every week, and I was when I heard you a few weeks ago talking about wood ash, and I put that on my garden every year, and I'm wondering if I over wood ash because my tomato plants are doing lousy this year, and I don't know why. I get at least 6 hours of sun, and I had put leaves on it, a lot of leaves, and rototilled them in, and I put my wood ash every year.
Okay. How much wood ash are you putting in, Larry?
Well, is every time I at least once a week when I empty the stove, I throw it on there.
Larry, let me tell you how far wood ash goes. A 5-gallon bucket of wood ash, okay? And a 5-gallon bucket is a bucket that's like 2 feet tall,
yeah,
about 15 inches in diameter. One of those buckets is enough to treat 1,000 square feet of vegetable garden. So if you're putting more than that on your garden, you have changed the acidity in the soil from becoming too acid. You have now made it too sweet. So what you need to do is this. So remember, a 50-pound bag of lime is equivalent to a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash. Wood ash will release in about 10 days. The old-fashioned potted lime will take about 3 to 6 months, depending on the soil. So if your garden is 1,000 square feet, which is roughly 20 by 50, if you've put more than a 5-gallon bucket, you have overdone it. And what you'll need to do right now, especially on your tomatoes, is to buy a fertilizer called aluminum sulfate. And aluminum sulfate is a soil acidifier. It will do the opposite of what lime does. So you mix it with water. You would put it around each of your tomato plants, and that would give them probably a 0.5 gallon of each, right around the base of the plant, going out maybe a foot all the way around, to help to neutralize the alkali, not the acidity, but your soil has become too sweet and your tomatoes are having a tough time to grow. So you got to make the soil more acidic. Now, I think if you do that, you'll see some change. And the other thing is, in the fall, have your soil tested. Call your county extension. So I live in Cumberland County, so I would call my extension service. If you live in Massachusetts and your county is Plymouth or Exeter or whatever, go in the phone book, call up the extension service, and ask them about a soil test. And you're going to be amazed. I would be willing to bet that for tomatoes, you need to have a pH, which is a scale that measures acidity, should be between 6.5 and 5.5. You have increased it, you're probably around 8. So you need to bring it down to at least 7 so that your plant can resume normal growth. Okay, so get some aluminum sulfate, check about a soil test, and that will tell you how much more, and go easy on the wood ash. 50 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Over the last 3 or 4 years, you've heard me talk about a product called Wet and Forget. And with this heat and this humidity, the green mold and fungus is going to grow on the north side of your house, on vinyl fences, on wood, your decks. It's just, this is the perfect weather to get this mold and mildew to grow on your house. And I was a little bit concerned about the heat and applying the product with these temperatures. So I asked Adam to join us from the Wet and Forget this morning to tell us about what we should do with the heat. Adam, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, my pleasure, Adam. And I know you're under severe thunderstorm alert, so if things happen, we will understand.
Okay, now, not a problem.
July and August is the best time of the year to really wipe out this stuff. Tell us a little bit about Wet and Forget, how to apply it, and what we should be doing when it gets real, real hot and we don't get any rain.
Right. Well, there's a couple things you can do. The best thing to do is when you apply Wet and Forget in the midsummer, when it's warm and hot, definitely apply it first thing in the morning. Okay? You don't want to do it in the heat of the afternoon because the product will evaporate too quickly and it won't be as effective. Okay? So it's important to do it when it's still a little bit cool out in the morning, because the longer it has to evaporate, the better Wet and Forget will work. Okay? Then what you can do is just, if you can just leave it sit and let it work its way through when you do get rain, that's the best thing. But if you want to help move it along, leave it sit for a few weeks and either take a very light pressure wash or you can take a hose with a trigger sprayer and start working the growth off from there. That's probably the best way to do it.
Okay, so what the Wet and Forget does is it will kill the plant, roots and all, and then if we have normal rainfall, the rain will wash it off of the surface. Is that the way that it works, Adam?
That's exactly right, Paul. What Wet and Forget do is kind of loosens the growth up from behind. And so when you get that feeding action of the rain, you know, over and over and over on the surface, it starts to break that growth up and washes the growth away.
Now, once you apply it, what's going to happen to the green mold and fungus that's growing on the house? Will it change color?
Yes, it will. You'll notice, it can take time for Wet and Forget to get the surface clean. But typically, you're going to see if you have a light algae growth, that'll kind of disappear in a few days. The growth is, there's a little bit of the growth still behind. You need the rain to wash away. But you'll notice it's no longer green. If you have a thick moss, that will brown off in a few days. And depending on how thick it is, it may take a few days longer or not. When you apply it to a black mold or a black algae that's on the siding of a house or on concrete, what will happen is the growth will turn kind of a bronze-orange color, which is fantastic, because that means you have a great reaction with the growth. The nice thing is that it doesn't stain the surface, so when it changes that color, it does not affect the surface at all. So what's going to happen is it'll get absorbed through the growth, start loosening up, and when it starts to rain, or in case if you want to help it along, you can start in a few weeks.
Okay, now, if you're going to be treating a porch and mm-hmm. you have shrubbery or you have a flower garden, what precautions do we need to take, Adam?
Well, it's what you want to do is if your plants are not leaning against the surface you're spraying, like it's the side of the house, or if they're coming over a pot, you definitely want to lift and move those away until the product is dried, okay? In most cases, you can just, if you're careful when you spray, you're not going to get a lot of overspray on your plants. So you can either cover them up or hose them down before and after. And typically, you won't have any issues. If you spray a lot on your plant, though, it may spot the leaves up.
Okay. But it will not kill the plant. It'll just spot it.
Correct. You'd have to pour a lot of product into the soil to get to the root system to hurt the plant. And since you don't rinse Wet and Forget off, and if there's a little bit that drips into the soil, it's going to degrade very quickly and not affect the plant at all.
Okay. Now, can you tell our listeners what surfaces that you can put Wet and Forget on?
Yeah, the nice thing about Wet and Forget is you can use it on any outdoor surface, Paul. So brick, concrete, stucco, aluminum, vinyl, painted surfaces, stained surfaces. And I'm sure you have a lot of listeners that have composite decking, that newer style decking, where you'll get black spots all over it. Wet and Forget works fantastic on that surface because you really can't bleach. Use caustic chemicals on that.
I do have a friend who lives on Cape Cod, Adam, and every time I see her, She says, if I ever see Adam, I'm going to give him the biggest hug, because her house has these canvas awnings to keep the house cool. And every fall, she would take bleach and water, and she would scrub her awnings before she would put them away for the winter months. Well, she puts the wet and forget on it, and she says, I haven't scrubbed my awnings in 3 years, and because I'm not using any bleach to kill the algae, the color is staying better on her awnings. And she was telling a friend who has a boat, and he started using it on his sail. Is that okay to use?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You can use, again, you can use it on any surface, and especially those material surfaces, because wet and forget has a pH of 8, so it's not caustic. It's practically neutral, so it's not going to affect the material that you apply it on. I had a lady call me just a week or so ago who has a mobile home, camper-type home, and called in, and she had it parked underneath trees, and so she get the algae growth and moss growth on top of it and on the sides and underneath the windows and things like that, and she loved it, and she called to see if she could use it on her awning. She has a roll-up awning, and she was so excited that she's able to use it on there, because she says it's, when she unrolls it, it has kind of a little smell to it, and it just doesn't look good. So she says if it works the way that it did on the rest of it, she's going to be very happy.
Now, where can people go to get information and maybe like a locator so they can find Wet and Forget?
Best place to go is wetandforget.com or www.wetandforget.com. It's a fantastic website. We have a lot of great before and after pictures. There's a lot of information on there. We have application videos, all kinds of things, and we also have a store locator. So all you need to do is just type in your zip code, and that'll take you to the local store near you.
Okay, now, Wet and Forget, are you spelling it W-E-T-A-N-D, forget?
Yes. Yep. Yes, yes, we are. You need to spell it www.wetandforget.com.
And one application, I'll tell everybody, one application per year is all you need. And once you've applied it, it's incredible. I tell the story often of when you first sent it to me to try, because I don't recommend anything unless I've personally tried it or have given it to friends and they've tried it. And my son lives in Florida. We did his home with it. And we did, just like you said, we did his chimney made of stone. We did his house, which has vinyl siding. We did his garage that was wood. We did patio furniture. We did his patio. And within 2 weeks, it was gone. And Matthew called me. He said, every week he would say, Dad, it hasn't come back. And it was a yearly tradition that every year when I went down to see him during February, I would pressure wash his home and garage, and the force of the pressure would take some of the paint off, and then we'd have to repaint or touch up. I haven't painted his house in 3 years, Adam. You can't believe how much time you have saved me with Wet and Forget.
Well, that's what we like to say. It's an easy solution to a job that nobody wants to do, and it's safe. That's the nice thing about Wet and Forget is you can feel confident that if you spray it on a surface, it's not going to hurt the surface at all. So it's a great solution.
And again, tell us how we apply it.
What you want to do is you want to use a garden tank sprayer or a compression type sprayer. You're going to dilute the product 5-to-1. If you have a 2-gallon sprayer, you're going to put 5 cups of Wet and Forget in there, and you're going to fill it to the 2-gallon mark, and that's it. Then go out and apply it. The other thing, too, about Wet and Forget, Paul, is in your tank sprayer, Wet and Forget will not hurt your sprayer. if you use bleach or ammonia in your sprayers or certain types of pesticides, you have to get them cleaned out right away or it will hurt the sprayer. It'll ruin it. With Wet and Forget, you can leave it in there until the next time you need it. If it's a year down the road or 2 years down the road, the product will be good and the sprayer will be good.
It's just a great product. Now, it was developed in New Zealand or Australia?
Correct. It was developed in New Zealand about 30, 35 years ago. And New Zealand is an island country, and they get a lot of moss, mold, and mildew down there. And they were using highly caustic techniques to clean their surfaces, and they're doing a lot of damage. And the gentleman that invented Wet and Forget figured out a way to take a job that nobody wants to do, make it a little bit easier, and something that's going to be safe for the surface that they're spraying it on. And so he came up with a great way to do that with Wet and Forget.
Well, I'll tell you, Adam, I have a friend who's a painter. And when he paints a house, he said that the place that he has the most problem is on the corner of the homes, because your shingles are usually cedar or something like that that really doesn't get as much mold, but the corner pieces are made of pine. And you'll get these little dots, little black dots. And he said that what he would always do first, he would go to the customer's house before he painted and bleach all of those corner boards, let it dry, then have to come back, and within a year it would pop out. Well, he now uses the Wet and Forget, paints the following day, and he never has a problem.
Yes.
Adam, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you getting up early. I know you're in a different time zone, and we appreciate the information. And, folks, go to www.wetandforget for more information. It's a wonderful product. Thank you, Adam.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hard-working soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. Zeo King Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. Zeo King flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Club. 800-259-9231. We were talking earlier about this rescue Japanese beetle and oriental beetle trap. Well, if in your yard or in your property you have a problem with flies, you know, the regular house fly, rescue has a fly trap that will just blow you away. It's made with a recycled soda bottle, a 2-liter bottle. And you put this special bait in it, and you hang it. And you will not believe how many flies you will catch in that. I've used my trap twice, and I have literally filled the 2-liter bottle with flies both times. I don't know where they're all coming from. I don't care. But we caught hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of flies. And there are very few flies remaining around my house. So if you have a barn or you have an area where you have flies, look for the rescue fly trap. It is absolutely incredible. And have your hardware store, your Agway, or your garden center order it for you. Once you've used it, you will not believe how effective it is. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ted from Massachusetts with a question about his weeds.
Good morning, Ted. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I have a problem with what I call Creeping Charlie. It invaded my grass last year, and it's come back. I tried pulling it. last year, and I thought I had it, but now it's come back. And
yeah, the problem with that weed is you can pull it all day long. There are so many underground roots, it will just come back. I'll tell you, there are two products that work very well. The first one is made by Bonide, and it's called Weed Beater Ultra. And it's something that you can buy with a built-in sprayer. So you just screw it onto the end of your house, you spray it on your lawn, it will kill dandelions and chickweed and clover. But the Creeping Charlie, wild violets that are usually very, very tough, it will take care of. I give it two applications, being that there is such an extensive root system in the ground, about a week or 10 days apart. The other one is a new product made by Ortho called Weed Be Gone Max. Not the regular Weed Be Gone, but the one with Max on the end. And again, two applications. A day like today, you want to do it real early. Don't do it when it's really hot out. You can wait until the end of the day when things cool off. But you want to try and apply it before your temperatures get above mid-80s for the best results. So it has a chance to penetrate in all the nooks and crannies of the foliage of the ground ivy or the wild violets. Give it a chance to slowly dry on the plant. If you put it on and the plant is already 90 degrees out, it will dry very, very quickly, and the product won't have a chance to get absorbed into the foliage. But either Weed Be Gone Max, make sure it says Max, and it's only sold in the garden center, not in the box store, or from Bonide, Weed Beater Ultra. And again, they make Weed Beater, and they have the Ultra. The Ultra is stronger. And it will kill it. Two applications, about a week to 10 days apart, and goodbye. It will not bother you again. It's a wonderful, wonderful product. But just remember, it kills broadleaf weeds. So if you spray it accidentally in your perennial bed, you're going to hurt your perennials. If you get it in your ground covers like Pathosandra or English ivy, you're going to hurt those. But it will not hurt the grass. Directly on your lawn, no problem at all. This time of the year, your Rose of Sharon is beginning to bloom. And with this heat, Rose of Sharon does get an insect called a mite. If you have some buds that are not opening, pull one off the plant, pull apart the bud on a sheet of white paper and crumble it, and see if any of the little black spots that fall on the paper move. If they move, you've got spider mite, and you're going to need to treat the plant with a systemic product